Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and it feels so great to me to be living the purpose that God has for you, to be doing the things that God would have you to do, not what folks want you to do, but what God would have you to do. And the only way to get to know what he wants you to do is that you have to have that relationship with him and stay in touch with him and talk to him about it. For he's the only one that knows exactly, except he give it to somebody else, the purpose that he has for you. And I want to do the will of my Father. And that's what Jesus said when he was here. He said, I came to do the will of my Father. So I want to do the will of my Father. So I thank God on today for having a purpose, knowing my purpose, and then working in my purpose. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to not be confused and not realize where you're going, Lord, and asking, are you sure? Is this what he wants me to do? So to have that assurance of what God would have you to do, you have to go to him to find that out. So I am encouraged on today to know what my purpose is on God's program. And the Lord already told me that I am a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service the souls. So I know my purpose. So now I just have to live in my purpose and do those things that God would have me to do. And that's for you too, to do the things that God has given you to do. I am a practicing believer, and I practice living the Word of God. I like that. I practice living God's Word. And that's what we all need to do. We need to practice living God's Word. Practice it. Because practice makes perfect. Living God's word, if we practice doing it, it becomes perfect. We'll do it. It becomes a part of us. And we won't find it so hard to live when it becomes a part of us. I remember in at the beginning and even through the middle of some of it, of my living, I used to think that it was hard to live this life. But I found out that if I practice doing it, it becomes easier and easier to do, because we're dressing in God's word. And that's what we're going to have to do, dress in it in order to live it. And then it becomes comfortable because you're wearing your size. You're wearing your size. And so I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. And that's a good thing to practice. Good habits, the Word of God. It is good habits. And so today, we are going to be talking about those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Can you get that? Do you get that? Those that are with us, the angels of the Lord, they are more than those who are with them, the enemy. The enemy, because you know he's against us, but God is for us. He's with us. And so the angels of the Lord encamp around us. Woo-hoo! The angels of the Lord, they encamp around us to keep us, to keep us. So we thank God today for the show, Recover All Wednesday. And that's our determination to recover all and everything that the enemy has stole from us. Because you know he's a thief. That's what he is. He comes to steal. He comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. But we are dressed in our armor. Yes, we are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We put on the armor of the Lord, and we're dressed in our army. All right. Let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will go into our topic for today. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. All right, bring your minds in. And whatever that need is that you need from God on today, whatever it is that you need him to do, he is a supplier of every one of our needs. And he will do what his words say he would do. He cannot lie. But if he said it, you can take it to the bank. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that we can stand on and trust God for his word. Amen. So are you ready? Got it in your mind what you need God to do? All right, let's go to the throne of God, to the throne of grace. Father, we thank you and we magnify you for this time together that we have. We give you all the glory, God, and we give you all of the praise. What a mighty God we serve on today. And you're worthy, God, and we thank you for it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come asking because we already know, God, that you are a supplier of every need. And not only do you answer needs, oh God, but you give hearts desires, God, and we thank you for that right now, Lord. We ask that you would look on each one, God, that's listening in on today to the broadcast, God, and you know about those needs, those desires that they have, God, that they have before you, God, that request, oh God. We know that you are a prayer answering God, and Father, we ask today that you would answer that prayer, God, and grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it to them, God, today, as only you can, God. You say you hear in secret, and you reward openly, God. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll give you all the glory and all the praise for it right now, God. Now, Father, would you go into the hospitals? Go into the nursing homes, God, and bless your people there, God. Walk up and down those halls, God, in the name of Jesus. Walk in the rooms, oh God, in your name on today, God. And then go into the homes of your people, Lord, where abuse is taking place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal that family, God. Heal that family, God, in the name of Jesus. For you know how, God. Give direction to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the leaders everywhere, God, our pastors, our bishops, our elders, our missionaries, our lay people, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on them all today and bless God. It's only you know how to bless God. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction in this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. We magnify God for prayer on today, for we know that prayer is always in order. It says man ought to always pray and never faint. So we know that there's no time for fainting. It doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. It's no time to faint. But we've got to pray. That's the only communication, the only way that we can communicate with God. And you'll never get a busy signal. You will never get a secretary, and you will never get the answer machine. But you will always get Jesus on the line. We will always get Jesus on the line when we call him up. When we call him up and we can tell him what we want. Yes, we can. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you, for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come where you are and encourage on your program, then you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Excuse me. And we thank God for that. You also, if you want to check out my books, I'm an inspirational writer. You can go to my website also and check out my books there. Amen, amen. And so today, we are talking about those who are with us are more than those who are with them. You get that? Can you get that and believe that? Those that are for us is greater than those against us. Those who are for us. Who's for us? God is for us. He's on our side. And he's talking to the believer. To the believer. If you've been born again and you are a believer and you've received the Holy Spirit, then those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Amen, amen. Elisha told his servant not to fear and said, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. 2 Kings 6 and 16. And I'm pretty sure you know the story. But just in case you haven't, let me share the story with you so that you can see how that God has encamped his angels around us. Yes, he has. So we have to believe God's word. We got to believe the God's word. If somebody tell you that they're going to do something for you, you have to believe them until they prove otherwise. So God is a man that cannot lie, and his word will come to pass. Whatever he says in his word, it will come to pass. Elisha warned the king of Israel of the Arameans' plan to attack. Realizing what had happened, the king of Aram called his servants together and asked which of them was for the king of Israel. Now, you know we have that gift of discerning. So we can discern something because it is a gift, and it's a gift from God. So we can share with others what God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit have shared with us and can really help people stay out of trouble or get them out of trouble, having that discernment. So Elisha, he shared with the king of Israel the plans that they had of attacking them. So the king, he got upset. And not upset, he was mad. He was mad because he thought one of his men was a spy. And they had told the king of Israel. But no, it was the prophet. It was the mouthpiece for God who told of the plan to attack. The mouthpiece for God is the one that had told it. So the king was so mad and upset about it that he sent horses and chariots and a great army to take Elisha. He surrounded the city at night. Ain't that just like the enemy? Gonna try to backdoor you? So at night, they came to get him and they surrounded the city that he lived in. Yes, they surrounded him. Just like the enemy. That's just like the enemy. And so the next morning, Elisha's servant got up and was moving about doing his different chores and doing the things that he was doing. And he looked out and he saw this great army that was surrounding Elisha. And he came back to Elisha and he says, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" He said that they have surrounded us. An army with horses and chariots is circling the city. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? He was so afraid. So Elisha tells him not to fear. And he told him not to fear. And then he prayed that the Lord. Now you know and I know, Scripture says, given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. So fear brings torment. So we're not trusting God when we are in fear, because he's already told us that's not of him. Fear is not of the Lord, but fear is of the enemy. So, but the servant was, he feared, because, I mean, you know, just think about it. If we saw an army encamped around us, we would be afraid too. We would be afraid too. So, but Elisha told him, "Don't be afraid." And he prayed that God would open his eyes. Now, don't we need to pray that God would open our eyes so we can see the army of God that's encamped around the enemy? That's encamped around the enemy? We need God to open our eyes so that we can see the army of the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We can see the army of the Lord. The Lord grants Elisha's request and opens the servant's eyes, letting him see the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. all around it. The army of the Lord. The army of the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. The enemy, he gonna do what he can do, but God is in control. And he can't do no more than God allows. He has to get permission from God. And then he can only do what God allows him to do. And so, every Christian is a soldier in the Lord's army. Every Christian. You're a Christian. I'm a soldier. You're a soldier of the Lord. We are fighting the good fight of faith. We've got to have faith, and we've got to keep our faith renewed. That's why it's so important that we pray every day, that we have a little talk with Jesus, that we tell him all about our situation. He already knows, but then he wants us to tell him. He's our psychiatrist. Jesus is. We call him up and we tell him all about what's going on in our lives. It's a relationship. Yes, that's what Jesus died for, that we could have this relationship with Daddy. And we can call him up any hour, day or night. And he's never too busy. He's never too busy to take our call. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe that God has angels encamped around us. That's why I like the 91 Psalms. That's one of my favorites. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Then we can say of the Lord, he's our refuge, our fortress, our God. In him will we trust. And then he sends his angels, and he encamps them around us to keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. That's nobody but a mighty God. Those who are with us, God is with us. His angels, they are with us. And they're more than those who are with them. The enemy, his imps. God is more. God is more. He's with us. He is with us. Every Christian is a soldier in the army of the Lord, everyone. And we are fighting a spiritual battle against Satan, his angels, his ministering servants, and demons. And read all of the scriptures. I've given you scriptures so that you can read those scriptures and see what it is that the Lord is saying in his word. See what the Lord is saying in his word. Finally, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes. Woo! The schemes of the devil. And you see with Elisha, because he told what the enemy was going to do to Israel, the enemy got mad. And he was planning on destroying Elisha, just like the enemy is planning on destroying us. If it be not for God on our side, those who are with us, God, he's with us. Jesus, he's with us. And they are more than those who are with them. God is in charge. He has not lost his charge at all. He knows about everything. Nothing is a surprise to God. And that's why, if we want to be in, like Elisha was, he wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid because he knew. He knew who God was. We've got to know who God is and know that he's for us, that he's on our side, that whatever the words say about God, that it is so true. Those who are with us, they are more than those who are with them. So we don't have to worry about the enemy. We shouldn't worry anyway, because turn that worry into trust, that we will trust God. If God said it, let that settle it. And he said it in his word. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm, not wavering, but firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So you're not going to be able to just see it with your natural eye. You won't see it that way. But our fight is against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And we have to believe that. It is so important that we get to know God. And the only way to get to know him is through his word. You've got to get in the word. You've got to get in the word and get to know him and build a relationship with God so that you can say of a confidence, thank you, Lord Jesus. You can say it with confidence. I know who's for me. You can say it with confidence. Those who are with me are with us, are more than those who are with them. We are no match for the enemy, but the enemy is no match for God. God is yet in control of all things. It does not matter what it is. God is yet in control. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So we've got to trust and believe God that he is going to bring us out of whatever it is. If we stay in his word, believers, get up, wake up, and get about the Lord's business. Don't wait until it's too late. You know, sometimes we can keep procrastinating. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get in the word. I'm going to work on my relationship with God. Well, it's time out for procrastinating. It's time to do it. Time to put it in action. It's time to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Thank God. Trust in God to do just what he said. And then after you've told him, wait on him. Wait on the Lord until he manifests it, brings it to pass in your life. I'm waiting on him to bring it to pass in my life. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And we praise God for that on today. Well, until the next time, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying those who are with us are more than those that are with them. All right. Bye-bye now.